BlakeRadio.com.
No, we're not from West Newbury. No, we can't hip-hop like you. My client is the conqueror. I'm just Brock's advocating Jew. You gonna beat Brock's ass, cause you the doctor of the thugs. I mean, you've beaten all the best, but now Lesnar's on your plate. You say your time is now. Brock says your calendar's out of date.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
I have options on how I handle this. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tweet about it until my fingers bleed. In that tweet, and however many characters I get, I am going to threaten. That's right. If I don't get what I want, I'm going to riot. And if that doesn't work, then by God, me and my friend Mark, we're going to stop watching.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
Let me tell you something, you self-righteous little puke. I am an A-plus player. I always have been, and I always will be.
And Lindsay Ward.
I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective careers.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
A song that hasn't been heard in 11 months. That's what opened up Monday Night Raw. That opens up the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Presented as always by PWMania.com and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211. I am Sir Rockin, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
He's back.
And the old man, the chairman of the board, Vincent Kennedy McMahon, was back. And he was excited. He did a little jump and everything during his entrance.
Yeah, Vince was really, really, really excited. So, good for him. I mean, obviously, he was happy to be there, even though it looked like he hadn't slept in like 4 days.
Yeah, he really didn't sleep for like 4 days. It just sort of was one of those things like, oh, hey, yeah, right. So, Vince McMahon was down in the ring with Triple H and Stephanie McMahon. He, you know, asked if we missed them, and he looked by the looks of things, they have been in good, you know, good hands since they left with these folks right here, the authority, the underappreciated authority. Well, he told the people on Friday that, you know, you'll be able to find out if, you know, get the network for $9.99. It's free for November. And that means Survivor Series is free, and let's up the ante a little bit. Because, you know, that's what Vince McMahon likes to do. Because he wants them to earn the power, and he remembers when he took down the United States government and how good that felt. And he took down WCW and Ted Turner. It felt great. And then there was the battle with God, and we know how that ended.
Yeah, we all know how that ended.
I like that they brought up God tonight. And then Vince said that, you know, let's up the ante and let's make that if Team Authority loses, they will no longer be in power.
Stephen Hunter sure didn't seem happy about that.
No, but they put on a brave face and that's what happened. They leave. Dean comes out. Vince has a happy because he sees the younger himself in Dean Ambrose.
Yeah. Dean and Vince are hitting the club later. You know they are.
Yeah, they are. So, as we're doing this show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network at wildtalkradio.com on TuneIn Radio as well, just get the app. It's free. Just search for Wild Talk Radio Network. We have a United States Championship match. Sheamus vs. Rusev live on the WWE Network for the hashtag #FreeFreeFree. Kind of a big deal. So we'll keep an eye on the match and let you know what's going on. So, speaking of, we come back from break, Hunter and stuff felt, it's like, feels good for Vince to tell them it's good to be back. He says that he likes surprises and that he can count on Hunter and stuff. Hunter says that he's used to this from Vince. Then Vince says Hunter's time is crooked, so he fixed it. Hunter says they have it all under control, and so does Steph, and Vince was like, okay, you just said that, but okay. And then they wonder what that was all about.
So Vince throws the family a curveball. The question is what curveball is going to be thrown at Cena? Because if the Authority is going to lose power, then that means that Cena's team is going to have to put something up, and, well, gotta wonder what could be on the line.
I was thinking earlier today, I was like, huh, there has to be a reason for this match to happen, and now we know it. We're at the end of the Authority. So we'll see what happens there. Dean Ambrose took on Cesaro in a really good opening contest.
These two were physical.
We had blood.
Yeah.
We had blood. Cesaro got cut open in the side of his head, and they had to clean it up during the break. And as we went to break, we had a Wyatt screech. A Bray Wyatt screech, to be exact.
Why would you do that to me, WWE? That is just not nice. Like, you do the Wyatt screech, and then you go to commercial, and then I have to find my phone to watch it on my app, because, you know, like you do.
Like you do.
I have no idea where it was.
It's been a while.
Been a while since I've been on the app. Like, and there's Bray just chilling in his chair doing nothing except, you know, screwing with Dean. They're flirting with each other.
I was just gonna say they were flirting with one another.
it's kind of amazing.
It's become a thing. So Bray was watching on in the chair, rocking back and forth, laughing when Dean got crazy and was very serious throughout. And then Dean Ambrose counters a black slide into the Dirty Deeds, which is now a double arm DDT for the win. Your winner, Dean Ambrose. After the match, Dean is ready to go after Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt screech. Bray disappears.
He's gone.
The only thing left, the chair.
Eric, you have one job. Go get your father's chair.
Yeah, since they've broken up the family somewhat, Eric was the one who brought the chair, so, you know, it gets left behind now because Eric's not there. That's all it was.
Bray, you should have thought about this.
Yeah, right? Good stuff.
Very good stuff. Very entertaining. You can't go wrong with Dean and Cesaro. You just really can't. And having Bray there scouting Dean, and Bray's kind of reaction when Dean won was priceless, because he's like, okay, didn't anticipate that. But yeah, very, very, very good opening match.
We have a physical match going on as they're doing, you know, Sheamus is about to beat on the chest of Rusev right now. Really, really hard.
Rusev, let him go. He doesn't like you like that. Sheamus, he does not want to get back in the ring with you.
These two are having a really physical match right now. And you watch it if you have the WWE Network. Just turn down Michael Cole and JBL and the King. And listen to us.
There you go.
Hunter was backstage trying to decipher what Vince was talking about. And Stephanie says, you know, we need to put that to the strongest team together. And what does Hunter do? He calls Randy Orton. Steph was like, why Randy Orton? And, you know. So, you know, they question why Randy. But he's going to try to get a hold of Randy because the Authority needs Orton. We have Jimmy Uso taking on The Miz with Miz down at ringside. It's cool. Okay, here's my thing. Match was fine. Miz ends up winning. After Sandow takes the kick and then Miz rolled up. His finish. I can't remember the name of his finish.
Skull crushing finale.
Thank you. For the victory. It's cool when Mizdow does the tricks. Uso, stop. You're not cool.
Wait, you don't like the twin magic?
I don't like the twin magic because it sounds very awkward with the Usos, and I don't like that he was doing what Sandow was doing. It's not cool when you do it. It's only cool when Mizdow does it. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Okay. At least I wasn't the only one who thought that was weird. Okay. And yeah, it sounds good when girls do the twin magic. When you have two dudes doing twin magic, it just sounds awful.
awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sheamus versus Tyson Kidd in a non-title match. And if I bet you a lot of money and I told you Tyson Kidd would win, you would have told me what?
You must be crazy.
Well, I'm usually crazy because Tyson Kidd won tonight via countout.
Yeah, it's because they have via countout but against Sheamus. And an assist from his wife.
Assist from his wife, but a win's a win. Tyson Kidd beat Sheamus on Monday Night Raw, then ate a bro kick after the match.
That bro kick was a nasty piece of work. Sheamus threw some malice behind that.
Yeah, he did. And now he's paying for it, the hands of Rusev with hard kicks right to the back.
Yeah.
Ooh, they're hard. Some vicious shots right now.
Sheamus needs a hug and a cookie. Quick, or a beer and a cookie. Somebody get on that. Stat.
Have a pint of Guinness waiting for him when he's done.
Have a Coke and a smile.
So we have Dolph Ziggler coming to the ring, ready for action. His opponent, out came the Authority. Stephanie says that we all heard her father's announcement, and they're ecstatic about this opportunity. They are winners, unlike the people who are unwilling to fight for their causes. You shouldn't put your hopes on false idols like John Cena. Stephanie says that she will see the strongest team led by Seth Rollins and Kane, and their partner, the Viper, Randy Orton. Hunter says they're not naive. They hear the rumors. A lot of people think they are petty enough to punish those who might team with Cena. They're not. Dolph can partner with whoever he wants and side with whoever he wants. If you side with John Cena, what happens? What if Team Cena wins? Who gets the credit? Is it you, Dolph? Do you get the credit for John Cena's team winning? Does John Cena get all the credit for winning with Dolph Ziggler on his team? What if Cena loses? Who takes the heat? Who takes the blame? Is it you, Dolph? Who do you expect with someone like Ziggler on your team? There's nothing about Dolph that is a failure. Every time you rise to the top, there's something in the way. No matter how hard you work, John takes the credit. You can say it's a glass ceiling. You can say you can't see through it or break through it. Stephanie asks, where is John tonight? Hunter says that he cares so much about this team, he isn't here tonight. Maybe if it works for you, Dolph, and teaming with John Cena gets you championship shots, you get titles, you get the girls, you get the money, you get the fame. You get everything. Stephanie says that's a lot of maybes. There's a lot of uncertainty, says Hunter. You can pick up the phone and tell John the answer is no. Hunter tells Dolph that he is the talent. That's a fact. He's the hardest working guy in the world. It's a fact. But, you know, basically, he says to him, if you tell John the answer is no, you get everything. Stephanie tells Dolph not to listen to the people and think about yourself, because what would this get you? You know, this is where we say, you ask, we give. That's all you gotta do. All you have to do is ask, Dolph, says Hunter. Dolph asks, I get anything I want? And he says, he wants you out of power. I want you all out of power. I want your wife gone. I want the sellout gone. I want the goons gone. I want everyone out of power. Hunter says he wanted to give everyone what they want. Hunter, he wants to give them what they want, but, you know, Dolph screwed up. The only person to blame is Ziggler. These are the crossroads in life, and when the wrong decision is made, you end up empty-handed. Hunter hopes that, you know, the Dolph ends up doesn't end up empty-handed, because you defend the Intercontinental title next against Seth Rollins. There's a line he also threw in there about, you know, you can blame Dolph Ziggler when the 12-year-olds tweet me about, oh my god, I can't believe what just happened. He took a shot. I love when Hunter takes a shot.
Hunter's being sassy tonight, y'all. He put on his sassy pants and he just, yeah.
Yeah.
I love Hunter when Hunter's being a jerk. I just really do.
It's tremendous. As the battle continues between Sheamus and Rusev, as Sheamus is looking to head to the top rope right now. So, yep. So the U.S. title's on the line on the WWE Network, but the Intercontinental title was on the line. Ziggler and Rollins. Really good match.
Great match.
Seth Rollins gets back control. He hits the curb stomp. He's about to become Intercontinental Champion. RKO out of nowhere. Randy Orton causes a disqualification. Seth Rollins wins. Ziggler retains the belt.
Oop, there it is.
Cool. Good moment. Got Randy Orton's intensity up. It was really good stuff. I liked it. Good match. Really good match. Orton walked past Kane. Kane was like, what the hell did you do?
Right? Kane's like, really? I mean, really, we can't take you anywhere, Randy.
Are we on the verge of now seeing a new United States champion? Will Sheamus tap out? I'll tell you in a minute. But yeah, good stuff, and they're really pushing this Randy Orton, I guess, turn against authority, or at least problem with Seth Rollins really, really hard tonight.
They're doing a very nice job of building the tension there.
Yes, yes, they are. Stephanie tells Hunter, you can't trust Randy Orton. Orton enters, and he wants to tell if they saw what happened. Orton says he was making a statement. He wants Seth Rollins one-on-one tonight. Stephanie says, why would the co-captains want to face each other? Orton says that this is the biggest load of garbage he's heard in his life. Maybe he should be part of Team Cena at Survivor Series. He did what neither of them had the stomach to do last week, when he put Rollins down. He will continue to do it until Hunter told Orton to stop. He tells Randy that he needs him on his team. He needs him. He needs Randy on Team Authority. He also needs Seth Rollins. Hunter asks Randy if he understands what's at stake. Everything. If he burns, we all burn. We are all this together. There is no forgive and forget. He looks in Orton's eye. He needs the Viper. He needs the guy for 12 years. He's done battle with face to face and side to side. He needs that guy to get this done. He will give Randy a match tonight and do whatever you need to do. Get it out of your system, he says. Because when this is over, this is over. When it's over, you're going to help each other and pat each other on the back. It will be scorched earth. They have to win. They will go to Survivor Series, and they will win. Orton says they have that deal. Good promo, good intensity.
Great intensity on the part of Hunter. Wonderful, wonderful promo.
We have a wounded Rusev trying to make his way to his feet right now. Sheamus is, you know, getting the crowd behind him, ready to connect with the bro kick. Will he get it done? Will Sheamus retain the United States Championship? And he missed the kick.
Swing and a miss.
And now Rusev is going on the attack right now. We have crazy-eyed Luke Harper.
Luke, honey, you are not Southern, okay? We all know you're not Southern. The entire year and, what, a half you were with the Wyatts? Not even year and a half. The entire year you were with the Wyatts, the five times you talked, you did not have a Southern accent. Just stop. Please, just talk in your natural voice. You have a nice voice, and the Southern accent is doing you no favors. Please, for the love of Christ, just drop it.
The accolade is locked in. Will Sheamus tap out? He's trying not to. He's trying not to. Is he going to pass out? Has Sheamus
passed out?
It's over. It's over. Brand new United States champion, Alexander Rusev.
And Lana is like beside herself with joy. It's so cute. She's like, he won, and now we can give a big F you to the United States.
If you did not see that, it was a really, really good match.
It was. It was a very good match.
Rusev's best match to date.
Let's see more out of those two.
I'm okay with this. This is a feud that kind of works for me. Two powerhouses. This is an opponent that Rusev can work with.
Sheamus needs people he can get rough with, and he can get rough with Rusev.
He can get rough with Rusev, and yeah. So the WWE Network, free, we have a brand new United States champion. Titus O'Neil was talking. He spelled Titus the word winning. Titus got fed to Ryback. Ryback ate him. Terrible match.
Awful match.
The authorities seemed impressed with Ryback. So Renee Young is backstage talking with Big Show. Renee asks Show about his match, but Show wants to talk about the opportunity of removing the authority from power. He says that if he is willing to be a part of Team Cena. Speaking of partners, you can count on his former partner, Mark Henry, betrayed him in ways that he cannot explain. Three world's strongest slams, and that he is sent into the ringside barrier without breaking a sweat. Mark was in his house on his bus. Show says that he can't explain how he betrayed him. There was more than 40 years of experience between them. They have been loved and hated and in between. Despite what happened last week, there is still a part of him wants his friend back. He misses his friend, but the other part of him wants to knock him out tonight. Then we had Big Show and Mark Henry, and it was an okay match.
Yeah, I mean, it was a solid segment all the way around. Big Show's promo was good. The match was just okay. I mean,
at one point, you could have heard a pin drop.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it's another Mark Henry Big Show feud, and it's just like, eh, whatever.
Big Show wins by disqualification when Mark Henry hit him with the steel steps and then laid him out on the steel steps after the match with the world's strongest slam. Then put his t-shirt over Big Show. Because that's what he do.
He didn't want Show to get cold. I told you this. It's a bit nippy.
Yeah, it was. Stephanie and Hunter and Kane are talking about Mark Henry and his ruthless aggression. Hunter tells Kane to find out if Mark is interested. Stephanie says that Seth, Rainey, Kane, and Mark Henry, they just need one more person. We then have Renee Young backstage talking with Brie Bella. Renee asks Brie how she is doing as Nikki's assistant. Nikki tells Brie she's not allowed to do anything unless she lets her. The interview is over. Nikki says no one cares about what Brie has to say. Nikki tells Brie to go. Then the moment of the night happened.
Oh my god.
Mr. Eric Rowan showed up. Touches Renee's hair.
No, he played with her hair.
Played with her hair. Slowly lifts up his mask. Says the word. Pretty.
And Renee's like, thanks.
Thank you.
I'm going this way now. And she runs. It doesn't walk. Doesn't power walk. Runs. Lord have mercy. Somebody needs to find Eric Rowan a home. So bad. He's so lost. Mm-hmm. Like, where the hell are Luke and Bray? Luke just needs to come along and find Eric and just be like, no. No, come on. Come with me. We're going this way now. Just follow me.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That just needs to happen.
We then had Nikki versus Emma. Solid match between the two. Nikki wins with the rack attack. After the match, Brie comes in and raises up with Nikki. Nikki tells Brie to go do something, and she moves towards AJ and then slaps AJ. AJ apparently knocked Brie down because the camera missed it. And then Nikki gets out of the ring and bails.
Nice little post-match segment.
And then the what the fuck moment of the night happened. As we're sitting here talking, what appeared on the screen, Lindsay? The Soul Singer?
Apparently Xavier Woods has a new gimmick and he's channeling James Brown?
Yeah.
I wanted to see the, like, Malcolm X-esque style gimmick that he was going to do. I actually really wanted to see that. Because I wanted to see his promo style, but apparently they're not going to let him do it, and they really did drop that faction, and they're just moving them on, which is really disappointing.
It is kind of disappointing, but that's sort of what has happened at this point.
I would agree. But yeah, so Xavier Woods getting a new gimmick.
And as I said to you, Ernest Miller called. He wants his gimmick back.
James Brown called. He wants his gimmick back as well.
As this recap goes, Zack Ryder versus Rusev in the Don't Tweet Nice Things to John Cena or You Will Pay the Price match. Rusev crushed Zack Ryder.
No shock.
Lana gets on mic, so he tells everyone to shut up. Lana says tonight, today, Rusev and her will fill the directive of their leader, Vladimir Putin, the directive is to bring the United States Championship home. Rusev tells Sheamus, you are no different than any other. You will hurt, you will beg, you will suffer, and you will be annihilated. Sheamus comes out, he says he takes a tremendous amount of pride of wearing the U.S. title around his waist. It signifies the opportunity that someone like him can have in this country. If you two lapdogs think you can take this belt back to Russia, try it. After Raw ends on the WWE Network, Rusev, you are in for the fight of your life, fella.
And yeah, well, he got a fight.
He certainly did. We have Lana and Rusev walking backstage. Stephanie stops them, says she was impressed with his work. She says that Rusev and Lana know about loyalty. Since Rusev has never been pinned by anyone on the roster, she's willing to offer Rusev a spot on Team Authority. Stephanie says that they granted her request for the United States title. And that, you know, I scratch your back, you scratch mine. Lie and tell Stephanie, they will get back to her. Nice little segment, you know.
Very nice little segment. So could the Rusev be joining Team Authority?
Possibly. He is now the United States champion if you missed it on the WWE Network for free. Fernando versus Stardust. Fernando won. This is the point of the show where we went, where's Bray Wyatt? We wanted more Bray Wyatt in the segment.
We didn't get more Bray Wyatt. We got this instead. This was a solid contest.
Yeah, you had Miz and Miz Dallas ringside doing commentary.
Which was tremendous. You had Chirito there running around. You had, you know, Goldust and the other Matador there as well, and they were running around. And, yeah, I mean, it was a very solid contest, very enjoyable. Nothing, though, to really write home about.
Fernando won. So it looks like they're going to get the next tag team title shot. Except on SmackDown, in the steel cage, it's the Usos versus Golden. Usos versus Golden Stardust. That came out of the blue. I thought we
Everybody else is going overseas, dude. That's how that came out of the blue.
I know. But anyway. Main event time, Randy Orton and Seth Rollins in the let them fight it out and then they will get ice cream together match as the recap goes. It's a nice little thing. Great match between the two. It's Seth Rollins, Randy Orton, good stuff. Orton goes for the RKO. Rollins counters in the backslide. 1-2-3. Your winner, Seth Rollins. And this is where things got interesting. Rollins was celebrating. Orton walks over to Hunter. He wants to know what he have to do. He's really pissed off. And then Hunter's like, just, you know, calm down. Shake their hands. He shakes Noble's hands. Shakes Mercury's hands. Shakes Kane's hands. And then Rollins like, I'm gonna be the big man, yada yada yada, sorry. Shake hands, RKO to Seth Rollins. Orton then takes out Kane, Noble, and Mercury. Hunter keeps Orton from kicking Rollins' head in. Hunter tries to calm him down, they get face to face. Orton then punches Hunter. Orton attacks Noble, Mercury, and Kane. Kane punches Orton. And then the beatdown begins. Orton tries to fight back. He sends Mercury, Noble, and Kane to the floor. Orton goes after Rollins. Orton gives Mercury an RKO. Orton continues his attack. Kane and Noble get to Orton. Curb stomp on the announce table. Orton's bleeding. Hunter's like, alright, enough. And then Steph gives him this look and says, finish this. And then Hunter agrees and, well, tells them to finish it. So what they do, Hunter and Steph leave. Orton's head is put on the ring steps. Kane trips. Rollins goes on top of the announce table. Curb stomp. Dusty Orton pose first. Curb stomp onto the steel steps. That's how Monday Night Raw ends.
Great. Great way to close Monday Night Raw. You're writing Randy off to go off and do his movie. This was perfect.
It really, really was. Exciting Raw tonight. It was cool to have Vince back.
Not enough Bray Wyatt.
Definitely not enough Bray Wyatt. Really, really not enough Bray Wyatt. But a better showing. They've started some things here right now. They're getting more intensity going as we gear up for Survivor Series, which is free on the WWE Network.
As is the entire month of November, so go check it out.
Because it is free. That will do it for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thursday night, it's The Rack at 10 p.m. Eastern.
That's right. Tune in. We're going to have news, notes, discussions. We're going to be talking all about Luke Harper, Eric Rowan, and Bray Wyatt, and kind of the Wyatt family split, and kind of talk about what we're seeing and where we think it could go. More specifically, Luke Harper's fake accent. Probably going to go off on that just a little bit, so tune in for that. Don't want to miss it.
Plus the NXT review, because we're going to talk about the debut of some Prince dude.
Yeah, there's a Prince coming to NXT, so you don't want to miss it, y'all.
It's The Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern. Follow the show on Twitter at WTRTheRack and Facebook.com/WTRTheRack. And subscribe to the YouTube channel at YouTube.com/WTRTheRack. Saturday, we should say the Rack extras are coming. They're coming. We're getting them done. Don't worry, they're coming. Right?
Right.
Saturday Night Midnight-ish at CB Radio, The Weird, The Wacky, The Unusual. Follow that show on Twitter at CB Radio, WTR, and Facebook.com/CigarettButtsAtMidnight-ish. Use the hashtag BlameRob whenever someone, you know, suffers a BlameRob. Check out CBRadioLive.com. Sunday, Russell Talk Radio returns 10 p.m. Eastern because Tim Stein's back in Calgary, so we'll have a show this Sunday. Follow the show on Twitter at WTR Sunday and Facebook.com/WrestleTalkRadio. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show live right here at 11:10 p.m. Eastern. Follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio and Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at Lins Ward, LNSWRD, and go to my website, SegwardDesigns.com. Check that out. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at Behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitter. And, of course, listen to The Rack Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Thanks to PW Mania and Wrestling Figure Wednesday, YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your wrestling action figure stop motion needs. She's Lindsay, I'm Rock. See you Thursday night for The Rack, right back here next Monday night for the Raw Post Show along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network. On WildTalkRadio.com.